good overcast yet beautiful day from Flower Bluff, Texas, y'all. This is Karen Hopes, 15 minutes of solid inspiration. Thank you for tuning in. It is Wednesday, November the 2nd. Can y'all believe it's already the 2nd of November? What? Oh my goodness. The year of our Lord 2022. And it is approximately 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, thank you for tuning in. So, y'all, I'm going to tell you what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the importance of taking small steps, paying attention to the details while we're doing that, and why God is so important throughout the whole process. I'll start off with why God is important throughout the whole process, because He is our provisions, because He is what allows. He is what lets. He is. So, start off with that. I'm so grateful. Okay, y'all. And then, so, let's just go from there and then head on to the importance of taking small steps. I'll tell you why. Now, first and foremost, we should do small things greatly. Now, there's a thin line between doing small things greatly and go big or go home. Do you know what I mean? The go big or go home is the big imagination. Oh yeah, go big. Go home, go back in your mind and dream bigger. Oh yeah, I get that. That's good stuff right there. But imagine yourself trying to get to a meeting. Oh, let's go here. We'll do the visuals. I like the visuals. Imagine yourself trying to go to a meeting. Okay? And you're rushing. You got to run 15 blocks. You already got a hole in your socks. Y'all remember that song from the Double Dutch Bus? You have to be a certain age. Yeah. Oh, boy. But look, so you're running, already having a bad morning, and you're missing everything. You're just running. You hit the door. You checked your email before you left. You hit the door. It doesn't open. Look in the window. No one's there. What? Wait. The meeting, the email said. Then you're frustrated. You know, then you're hot. And then everybody's stupid. Nobody did their job right. Now you're walking slowly because now you don't know what's going on. And as you're walking slowly, then you see the sign. Meeting has been changed to building C, room 42-A. Oh, y'all, I am so silly. You know, drinks and refreshments provided. Breakfast provided, coffee provided. Oh boy, okay, now you know where it is. You're straightening up your tie, right? Fixing your wig, you know, because you, baby, you ran. It's hot. Get yourself together. You may have to ask the Lord to forgive you for all the names you called the people that you thought did not type the right email. And then you get to the meeting. And okay, well, you find out that the meeting was just, instead of from 9 to 10, it was from only 9 to 9:15. And now the meeting is adjourned. And now there's no coffee and not even a little red juice, because now you're really thirsty and hot. All the bagels, and there's only one donut left and somebody pinched off of it. Look at all the stuff that happened because that one little detail was missed. Taking big steps. I'm just comparing that to running. Right? And running. And we can even put that in a place that when God is telling us to do what to do, and He is providing us with the details when He is providing us with the details all around us. Everywhere we look, everywhere we hear. We hear. We should see and hear and feel God. y'all. Just to be aware of it, okay? The consciousness of it is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about people to be walking around look like robots. No, I'm just talking about the consciousness and the awareness of the presence of God at all times. Now, whether you want that to affect your behavior or not, that's our decision. It's our response. It's our reaction. And that's what I'm talking about. The details. The details are how we feel, how we are reacting, how we are behaving, how we are trusting. Are we making a move because of this? Or are we making a move because of God? That's in the details. Are we saying this because of this? Are we saying this because of God? It's in the details. The details. If we're making big steps, again, I'm not going to even talk about running. I'm just saying, we can make big steps and make it to the meeting, make it to the building. But if there were signs along the way to tell you that if your last name started with a W, you didn't have to go until 2 instead of 9. Do you know what I mean? You're still taking big steps. You're still getting there. The meeting's still there, but you're 6 hours early. 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 5 hours early. Y'all didn't hear me count, did you? Okay, you did. I know I'm not the only one. So moving along. So the details, y'all. And do you see how, like, when we don't pay attention to the details, God, in the details, we have certain reactions, we have certain responses, we have certain ways of behaving which are less than ideal, which may get us a little tired, which may get us a little frustrated, which may throw us off course, which may make us late. Miss the donuts, miss the coffee, miss the good spot in the front or in the back. I like to sit by the door. All right. The details. God is all in them. Now, when we're physically talking about details, sometimes, you know, people will say, you know, we're dotting our I's and crossing our T's. That's right. But what does that really mean? You know, because I like to say, what does that look like? Have y'all noticed that? Because sometimes we could say whatever, but what does the action look like? Well, the action looks like order. The action looks like there was specific care taken to make sure things are in order, set right, put in place, in order. We can only do that with God. So what are the details? How are we feeling? Are our feelings in order? Are we responding and reacting and behaving in a way that's going to order our steps in a way that God wants us to go? Or are we going to miss the sign, miss the note, you know, miss that note? Maybe go ahead and rest for today. Don't come back until tomorrow. What happens when you scramble and scramble to get ready for something and you're excited and you go and know you weren't supposed to be there until tomorrow? You kind of lose that fire, don't you? You know, put your new outfit on. If you're anything like me, you need a reason to go to the... If you have nowhere to go, it was canceled, you're going to keep that outfit on until at least 5 people see it, aren't you? And then you don't have a new outfit for the meeting tomorrow because you already wore it all day. I'm just saying things like that. I know it's like I'm just giving these examples that are random, but really I'm trying to be really serious about this. Like, really look at that. The details require order. Order requires God. The smaller steps. The importance of the smaller steps is that we can see the details. We can receive the details. We can use the details. Again, the details are us, you and me and them and they and we. We are the details. How are we responding to God's plan? Are we running? Are we missing all the signs? Are we missing the details? Are we walking big to get to the meeting or whatever, proverbial meeting, and not paying attention to what's going on around us? Are we taking the smaller steps where we're able to see, hear, and feel a little bit more of what's all around us? And again, that is God, y'all. The not believing it does not make it not so. It is so. Everything around us is a reflection of God. We are part of those details. That is the detail. Realizing that is the detail. Realizing that helps us respond in a way where we'd rather do small things greatly. Here's the thin line, though, and I have to say this because I say it all the time. I'm talking about taking smaller steps, right? Paying attention to the details, but we're always saying taking giant leaps of faith. Taking giant leaps. Well, that's what it is. The giant leap is to realize, just realize that we are the detail. We are the details. Mm-hmm. And how we respond and how we react to God's plan for all of our lives, collectively, individually, and collectively. I'm going to say it again. We are a miracle. I say it often, and I won't stop. We are a miracle spoken out of God's mouth. We are, right? We are a beautiful detail of God's love and His grace and His mercy. So part of that is to pay attention to everything that He has around us so we can respond to that in a way that He needs us to, and that's positively. Because we can't do it in a day. That's what life is. We can't do it in a day. It's not going to be in an instant. The realization of it is in an instant. But we condition ourselves. It takes time to be conditioned. Can you imagine conditioning yourself for 52 years and then understanding what God wanted you to do? I'm 52, so that's why I said that. Or 65 or 72 or 12. And then realizing what God, I think Jesus was 12 when He realized, right? That's such an important number, the number 12. We'll talk about that in another time too. But it's just so important to respond. Our soul and our mind to respond and say yes. And then our steps to be ordered from there. It's not going to fall into place perfectly the first day. That's part of the details. To continue to listen to God's voice. To continue to do small things greatly. Right? And they say go big or go home. Well, think big. Pray big. If you can't, if it's not big enough, go back home in your mind and come, go dig deep. And pray bigger. Dream bigger. Imagine bigger. Take small steps while you're getting there. Pay attention to the details so you don't have to turn around. Turn around and go back and notice the sign. Oh my gosh. Ooh, I was supposed to be in building 3C. I'm not going to try to say that because I might be in the wrong building again. I know I said another one before. Y'all hear the plane? That's life. And be grateful for that. Yeah, we don't want to go and then get tired and find the meeting and then find out that it was, you know, supposed to be an hour long, but they changed it to just 15 minutes and all the donuts were gone except one that was pinched off of and you're tired, hot. Or you find out, look, y'all, I'm just going back over this, that anybody with the last name W wasn't supposed to be there until 2 o'clock. And you really just, oh my gosh, so, so excited to get there. That same fire is not going to be there the next day. Not without God. Not without that detail of how to respond a different way. Maybe say, God, you know what? Thank you. I may have just avoided something. Or I just learned to listen. I just learned to slow down. I'm going to take accountability. And please forgive me for cussing all those people out that had nothing to do with me not knowing what to do. I was moving too fast. Y'all, sometimes we move too fast and we're not listening to God. Sometimes we're moving too fast. We don't feel or hear God. Right? We miss those details. Y'all, take small steps. We learn during the smaller steps. We are blessed in the smaller steps. We discern. Right? We're able to dream bigger in the smaller steps. Because we're taking our time. We're not moving so fast. And we're not running. You hear me? We're not running. Y'all, gotta go. We're over 15 minutes. 16 minutes and 34 seconds right now on the clock. So thank you so much for being here. Remember, y'all, you are the details of God's plan, okay? So let's respond accordingly. And that's with faith. Let's believe him, y'all. And don't knock yourself down. We're not going to get it right the first time. But as long as you keep walking with order, let God order your steps. Okay? It's a hard fight, but it's a good fight, y'all. I will talk to you soon. Love and light from Flower of Love, Texas, y'all.